Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imamc.org for Monday, November 9th, 2015. Israeli troops kill a Palestinian woman in northern West Bank and jet fighters attack areas in Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A 24-year-old woman was killed by Israeli troops Monday morning at a military checkpoint at the northern West Bank when she approached the checkpoint from afar holding a knife in her hand and a suicide letter in her bag. She was shot by soldiers while she was still at least 30 feet away from the checkpoint. The woman was identified as Rasha Isawi. The checkpoint where she was killed is located near the walled-in city of Qalqilya in the northern part of the West Bank. The city is almost completely surrounded by the Israeli wall, with a checkpoint controlled by Israeli forces, allowing or denying entry to the city's residents. According to Palestinian sources, Russia did not attempt to attack anyone, and she was apparently suffering from a mental health crisis. Eyewitnesses reported that she did not pose any threat at any time. She was simply standing, holding a knife, waiting for soldiers to shoot her. The Palestinian Health Ministry reported Monday that the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli army and the armed Israeli settlers since October 1st has reached 81, including 17 children and 4 women, while more than 3,000 Palestinians have been injured. Also on Monday, Israeli soldiers invaded Al-Maqasid Hospital in the town of At-Tur in occupied Jerusalem and searched admission records looking for the name of a wounded child. The invasion is the fifth since October 10th. The Wadi Hilwa Information Center in Silwan said that dozens of undercover soldiers, uniformed troops and police officers stormed the hospital, accompanied by several Israeli security agents. The army surrounded the hospital prior to invading it and closed all roads leading to it, the Wadi Hilwa Information Center said. Earlier on Monday at dawn, Israeli soldiers kidnapped 13 Palestinians in different parts of the occupied West Bank, including occupied East Jerusalem, the Palestinian Political Prisoner Society, PPS, has reported. Home searches and kidnappings were reported in Nablus, Jenin, Ramallah, Hebron, Qalqilya, and Jerusalem. Elsewhere, the Israeli Air Force fired on Monday at dawn several missiles into a site run by Al-Qassam Brigades, the arming of Hamas, in the southern Gaza. The Al-Qassam Brigades said that the army fired at least 2 missiles into one of its centers in Al-Hashash area northwest of Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. It added that the shelling caused excessive property damage in the center and nearby buildings. No injuries were reported. On Sunday at night, the Israeli army claimed that a shell fired from Gaza landed in open area in the Sha'ar HaNegev Regional Council, northwest of the Negev, south of the country. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, November 9th, 2015, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imamc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Maui and me, Jassam Bamura.